A World to Die For, Lost Sci-Fi Short Stories from the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, Book 420, written by Sam Carson, narrated by Scott Miller. They cut the Markab out of hyperspace 3 parsecs from Deneb on the North Galactic Polar Course. 3 men were aboard the space yacht. The alien ship they expected to find was 1,000 times greater. By standards of the Galactic Service, the Markab was on a suicide mission. Rick Guelph, the Markab's pilot, conned sync parallax tapes, robot master controls, and set the screen charts. In came Captain Rodolph, stout and weary from 20 years of patrol service. Behind was Pear Denold, thin and lithe with feral eyes and tight lips.
"I'm tossing out teller screens. If they're breaking out of hyper, as the outpost charted, we won't wait long."
"You hope," Denold's sardonic voice jeered.
"Your phantom ship paralyzes 5 ships of the line behind Altair, so they send for us to blast it."
Captain Rodolph looked the younger man over thoughtfully. "You volunteered back at Fleet Base 80. Denold settled to a bench, legs outstretched.
"Why not? When the brass installs the newest Trinogen gun in this dinky yacht,"
he laughed mirthlessly,
"one that can blast the ears off a cruiser at 1,000 miles, well, I wanted a crack. Trouble was," he added, "I thought we were after a vegan making a sneak attack."
"You were told it was a mission beyond the call of duty," Rodolph said sternly. "None of the ships meeting the alien had a Trinogen battery. We can't carry but one. We've got the fast drive. They figure we can get in 1 shot and duck."
"I still say it would make sense to arm a fleet with Trinogens,"
Denold grumbled.
"If that alien has a transparent ship 5 miles long, which I gravely doubt on both counts."
Rick Guelph or Captain Rodolph could have pointed out that fully 200 Galactic Service crewmen had seen the ship, that beams passed through it, and only Teller caught its outlines. And there was no doubt of the alien's firepower. It had paralyzed electronic systems for hours, leaving the fleet marooned while it moved majestically onward. The Markab was Guelph's, the gift of his mother's family. They had influence and power, enough to provide as fleet a small spacecraft as the galaxy could boast, and to borrow Captain Rodolph from patrol service. There was a reason for all this. Eiler Guelph, Rick's father, ranked foremost among explorers, had been lost with his ship, the Perseid, 5 years before. That was in the Rigel sector, and 6 outposts had caught the strange message Eiler Guelph sent before he vanished. "Met crystal woman. Alien ship. Teller screens reached out by means of meshed beams. Streaks showed the path of meteors, leaving ghostly streaks. Once a freighter broke out of hyper, vanished after making a period check. Met crystal woman. Well, out of reports by the Galactic Service ships crippled by the great alien visitor, there were 2 which were responsible for the Markab's presence here, attempting to intercept. 2 observers had seen, or thought they had, the Titan-like outlines of a woman aboard the ship. Was she the crystal woman? Captain Rodolph thought so. Denold wasn't consulted. He was the gift of Galactic Service, and that organization was curious to know if a Trinogen gun could stand up against the strange but powerful blue beams the alien possessed. Rick Guelph had to know if his father was alive, and there was a chance. For centuries, since Earthmen had left their own solar system and penetrated the galaxy with hyperspace drive, there had been rumors of a giant race, the Titans. The strange, cold, intelligent life forms of the Rigelian cluster had their version of Titans, but they seemed afraid, or at least uninterested, in passing information to Galactic Service. Rigelians abhorred Earthmen. They traded, kept diplomatic contacts. Beyond that,